One. Hey, everybody, we're the Regular Joes here, YaSports.net. Hope you're having a happy holidays wherever you're at, in Mongolia, Afghanistan, around the world, in the World Wide Web. We're at Barney's Beanery, as always, with good beer, Coca-Colas, and whores.
Hello!
Sam Tripoli of Spike TV fame, Rob Cardino, sports writer extraordinaire, Big Girl Skankle, the king of LA comedy. I'm Joe Bartnick. How are you doing? Once again, everyone's just hot right now because we have some different differences of opinions over the James Bond movie. I will let Siskel and Ebert battle it out right now.
You first.
Well, we agree, but we disagree about whether the movie's good, but we agree about there's no fucking. There's no humping.
It's James Bond. I don't want to see good acting.
I haven't seen the movie. Is he not...
It's just serious.
Well, he's about to bang this hot, like, Italian chick, and then they cut away, and next thing you see, she's dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm no people.
So James Bond has AIDS?
Yeah.
He will in the next one.
Like an instant killer kind of AIDS.
The easy E AIDS.
Yeah, like fast and lethal.
He doesn't have the good AIDS, shooting, like magic.
It's like shooting Ebola out of his cock.
He's got plutonium in his cock. Yeah.
Well, he may have AIDS. Remember because in the next scene, he's going to do a gay. He wants to do a gay scene. You can't make James Bond fat.
Who said that? Daniel Craig.
He wants to do a gay scene.
No, they should execute him.
You can't make James Bond a fat.
No, this is bad.
That's how much pussy he gets.
When Sean Connery or Roger Moore, like, there would be a. The girl would have sex with him knowing her evil boss was going to kill her.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what we're talking about.
There would be at least... You need at least...
That's man-cock
four.
Right there.
Bond has got to bang at least four girls in a movie.
And do it. I want to see him drill him. Like, Shaft, the movie came out. He didn't drill one chick in that movie.
That was a bad
movie. Well, he's black.
Yeah. Oh, so he should have at least done nine. You know what I'm saying?
His name is Shaft.
Yeah, dude. Exactly, dude. It's just... It's like Superman. Like... Superman was made gay in this last movie. Why?
Because Hollywood's run by homos.
Well, look at Spider-Man. How gay was Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah, but Spider-Man was a good movie, though.
Yeah, but Superman has to pay child support.
He could have easily banged whatever Lois Lane or whatever the Spider-Man equivalent of Lois Lane is.
Yeah, well, Spider-Man was nailing those broads.
Yeah, he made it.
Batman was a great movie.
Yeah,
Batman was nailing
like
broads.
A boy toy. You know, I mean, Spider-Man isn't as bad, but it's like... You know, it's like there's some obvious, like, forcing people to become gay, which always makes me laugh because you ever hear the gay community, like, what are you afraid of? You're not gay. We don't want you. Bullshit. You're turning every superhero gay. All you want to do is bang superhero ass and turn them. You know what I'm saying?
You ever see some of the commercials on TV now where there's, like, a hot wife and the husband's this gay pussy? Like, the Pizza Hut one where the guy's like, I can't believe they gave us three pieces of bread. He's doing twirls and you're like...
I went out for
this
one audition.
It's called Still Standing. It's a TV show.
I went out for this one audition, and it was for this stupid show. I'm not going to say the name of it.
Oh, come on.
But it was, I was like, the guy...
People in Mongolia want to know.
It was, what was it? Midnight Money Madness.
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it was off TBS like that.
TBS.
3M.
But I knew, dude, I knew the casting director, the guy who was the producer, supposedly he's married with kids. But I'm like, there's no way this guy doesn't like man-cock, right? There's no way! And then on top of that, I'm like, they don't even want a guy like me. I bet you the guy they get is a really feminine man with questionable sexuality. So I'm watching it like when it was on, they only aired three episodes.
Right.
It did that bad.
Right.
They only aired three, you know. So I just turn on because I'm flipping through the channels. Sure.
Gay guys don't like men like us because they hated us our whole lives because we were cool fucking men.
And the guys at work beat the crap out of them. And it's really the truth, man. It's like paying for the sins of thy father. That's really what's going on right here, man. Because, you know, it's like, that's what they want. They want to put out the image constantly of, you know, and I'm fine with that. I don't mind gay guy. It's cool, whatever, man. But it's like, not everything has to be, like, metrosexual.
Right.
There's no manly men right now. Vince Vaughn is the closest thing to an American
and
manly
even he,
man.
And even he gets his, like, eyebrows
Well, you know what?
And stuff.
The guys are either portrayed as these, like, fat chicken wing eating beer slugging guys or the metrosexual.
Who are stupid.
Yeah, who are dumb.
Like, you watch commercials? Guys, white dudes can't even wipe their own asses without some chick helping them. Have you ever seen that one commercial about the cable guy coming over and the fat guy, hey, how much you bench, you know, trying to get a cheaper price? And his wife just goes up, how much is that going to cost? Oh, it's free. Oh, you stupid husband. Have you seen that thing?
I actually have.
It's retarded.
What? They always...
guys, bring it up. No, I was just saying, you're always bringing up retards. They find their way into the show every week.
This is the West Hollywood segment.
No, I don't have a problem with gay people. But it's
so make James
obvious
Bond
what's going
gay.
On here.
No, but the thing with that James Bond is he's not even a badass. Sam has brought up before, Hollywood guys aren't badasses anymore. The last badass, I mean, whatever you want to say about the governor, at least he was a badass.
Yeah.
You wouldn't fuck with Arnold. Who's not going to, if you saw, I mean, I'm a peaceful man, but if you saw that James Bond in a bar, you hit him in the head with a bottle.
Yeah.
You'd be afraid of him.
Shot at it.
Dude. Yeah.
But if
Clint Eastwood was having a Michelob. You always should drink Michelob. Clint's having a Michelob in the bar. You're not messing with Clint.
Where's Clint? What, dude, there's no more Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it's like this song. It said, "Where Joe DiMaggio? Where have you gone, Clint Eastwood?" Now I'm fucking. I'm like a female comic now.
Who's that? Like Mickey Rourke is. You know, he was that kind of guy, but he's.
But Jason Statham
beaten up now.
Mickey Rourke, he's like a little. You know.
Yeah, but he's a badass.
Yeah.
You know? There's some guys who are so
and
tough.
You know what?
Even if they got blown by men, you'd still be like,
yeah. And you know what?
Man.
Like Gary Busey is.
It had to be prison.
Yeah.
Gary Busey's like a B-list actor, B-movie.
B.
But you know, you wouldn't say the wrong thing to him in a bar.
Yeah, Gary Busey's like that. But like the new young guys, it's like everybody on television is like, oh, it could go either way, and it's really cool.
Well, look. Yeah. Well, it's like, just look at the new movie Departed. Overrated, but a good movie. Matt Damon, good actor. Not like a man.
Yeah.
DiCaprio. He's closer to being like a teen boy idol, but great in that movie, great actor, but he's not like a man. Whereas the last Scorsese movie, it was Henry Hill, Joe Pesci, Paul Sorvino.
You know what?
Ray Liotta.
Maybe Mark Wahlberg.
De Niro. It's like they're men.
The closest thing right now, Clive Owens. Who's with me on that one?
Yeah, I like that guy.
I'm a big fan of Clive Owens.
You know what? He's mean and
Dark
dirty
City.
Looking.
He's, what other
He was in that movie with Jude Law and Natalie Portman.
Oh,
who was hotter when she was a
closer.
Kid, by the way.
Closer.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
he's
not
great.
It was a chick flick by a woman took me.
I waited 6 years to legally say I want to bang Natalie Portman, and she's not as attractive as she was.
I think he's British, though. That's the problem with that. I mean, like, American men. Like, we have to go to Australia to get the manly
men. Maybe Mark Wahlberg. Maybe.
Mark Wahlberg is not a man.
Until recently, though.
Mark Wahlberg, he's not
just
a man.
Saying, he's maybe the leader of that. It's pretty sad.
No, I mean, honestly, and to bring back my wrestling background, The Rock is like the last like ass kicking dude we have. But they kind of make fun of him. But he's the dude. It's funny they ask him, you know, like, did anyone message you and anyone come up to you and try to test? He's like, nobody tests The Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody loves like The Rock. He's like peanut butter and jelly. Everybody loves
but
The Rock.
He can't act though. He makes Hulk Hogan look like De Niro.
He can help act better than Hogan.
The problem is,
did you see Mr. Nanny?
These manly men, they get these roles, and they're just hacky roles, so no one wants to go see him. He's doing the same crappy roles.
Right.
There's nothing interesting about it. You know, but they give the interest. You know, it's like female action heroes are huge. What chicks do you know fight? Like, how many times you've been... Like, where are these women? They just fucking fight all the time.
Come to a lesbian night, I
think. The girls I hang out with... Like,
come on, we have Indiana Ross.
I'm Larrabee and Cynthia. Larrabee and Cynthia.
I'm just over it, dude. I mean, like, that's my biggest problem.
Black rap chicks fight.
Yeah, I like that. Like, the chicks on Flavor Flav, I like that.
Yeah. Where the chicks that fight... All those rap stars started, I don't know who the, you know, what their names are.
But I mean, even the rap stars have gotten really bland. There was like that moment with 50 Cent or whatever the guy's been shot. But even those guys.
He's thinking on Oprah now.
Yeah, there's no street left in rap.
Oh, he going to beat Oprah.
She's
50
a tough
Cent's
rock.
Thinking on Oprah.
Well, he will disappear.
Speaking of rap, Jay-Z has his own blue.
His own
blue. He has
blue?
He's registered the color blue. His own blue.
Hey, dude, I can't. I mean, that guy is like living the dream, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know how, honestly, you can get any bigger than what he's doing. I mean, like, he owns, he's a rapper, Beyonce. He runs his own music label, the Nets. I mean, there's nothing that guy doesn't do. And the best part about him is it took him a lot longer to make it. Like, he was known as the best of the best before he blew up, but no one would work with him. So he, like, did his own thing, and then it finally hit. But that guy's on a level, dude. Like, everyone likes Snoop Dogg, and he's great, but Jay-Z's an even higher level.
And all you want as a guy, I mean, if you can own part of a sports franchise, that's all we want. Other than women,
I'm not a sports team. I'll buy the Clippers so badly.
Yeah. Somebody should.
Sterling will never sell,
man. I'd love
it. Beyonce. Ugh. He has arguably the best rap video of all time that doesn't have puss. Because I mean, to me, Nelly has the best hot chick videos in rap. In my
Nelly is the best rapper with the worst lyrics. Have you ever heard that, dude?
But 99 Problems is the best rap video of all time.
I can't remember.
He's back in the Marcy Projects. That's the best.
I can't remember the last time I saw a video.
Really?
Yeah, man. Where do you... I don't... MTV, I don't really...
YouTube.
I stay up really late at night. So that's when MTV will play, and it was really late at night. Like VH1 Classic and VH1 or MTV2.
I mean, dude, Fuse. Real World Denver? Colorado, we appreciate you watching the show, but is this Real World Denver?
Right.
I mean,
be a bunch of people working at Applebee's.
Yeah, and it's just like, basically what these girls are is like, for the next 13 episodes, I'm going to be the biggest whore possible. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to be a filthy, filthy animal.
Well, you're going to be on television then.
Well, it's just weird because
it is the real world, though. Look at Paris Hilton, biggest whore. On television. Britney Spears, whore. On television. They don't put nuns on television.
Yeah, I know. Nobody wants the nuns, right?
Sister Mary, hole in the face.
Yeah, what is that about?
Isn't getting on TV until she rapes enough kids.
And well, I think a lot of these women have porn to compete with, too, because porn is so accessible to you now. You got to really step it up a notch. You can't just show cleavage anymore. You got to bring some stuff to the table.
The candy is the cookies, the new cleavage. Is that what we're talking about?
I think so.
I can't believe Britney Spears is showing off her fucking cookie.
Nasty.
I mean, that thing looks like it was hit by a bus, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That thing should be hidden like a dark family secret.
Yeah.
It should not be in freaking show and tell.
Yeah, the fact that she thought, I mean, it's infamous now. Like, that was nasty. I'm not, you know, I mean, I wrote roast jokes comparing train wrecks and horribly ugly disfigured people to that.
Oh, it's just
ugly. At least, like, K-Fed can easily explain to the children where they came from.
How many albums K-Fed sold? Like, with all the hub he got, 9,000.
Yeah. More people have downloaded this show. We out-hit
K-Fed. Hey, you know what?
K-Fed.
Ron Artest as well. I heard it was like 600 and something albums Ron Artest sold.
That is insane.
If everyone that Sean Kemp's kids bought a record,
he'd sell millions.
He'd sell millions.
Twisted Sister's Christmas album sold better.
What happened with Jessica Simpson? The Kennedy Center? What happened?
Well, it was the Kennedy Center, so titties are going
to
come out.
Yeah, that's true. So she's supposed to, they're honoring
Was Earl invited to that?
I was not.
Why weren't you invited?
They don't want Skakels anywhere near the Kennedy Center.
Oh, those are your people.
Let's go on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So
touchy subject. Earl must have been lost in the mail, Earl.
Yeah. I was playing golf.
No comment. Earl Skakel.
Earl was taking flying lessons.
No bridges. There were no bridges at the Kennedy Center.
There was nobody. I wasn't driving the car. There was the Kennedy Center. They were doing the Jessica Simpson was honoring Dolly Parton. So she was singing 9 to 5. Right? She was singing 9 to 5. The lyrics are right there. And she forgets the lyrics, and then her boob pops out of her. She has a costume malfunction. Her tatas fall out. I mean, this girl had double D's in like 8th grade.
Yeah.
She's got some nice tits.
Like, so she's superhuman, bro.
So does
But
Ted
she's
Kennedy.
Retarded.
So you can see that on YouTube?
I don't know. I think it is on YouTube.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
She runs off the stage crying.
Oh, great.
Right.
Now I really want to see it.
So it's done. It's done deal. I think that's equivalent of dropping an N-bomb, right? Is that the equivalent of Michael Richards' N-bomb?
No, nothing's equivalent to that, really. I mean, unless... No, I mean, there's other equivalents. But
what
I mean,
can a woman do that is the equivalent?
Sing 9 to 5.
Have sex with Eddie Murphy?
Scary Spicer, as you referred to as Black Spice.
Pepper.
Yeah.
Charcoal.
Eddie Murphy.
Ashen.
Oh, fuck. Now, what's up with Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. He's in Dreamgirls, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to win all the Oscars.
Yeah,
because it's going to be the Michael Richards like reverb. Like, oh, we better give an Oscar to a black person.
You got to make up for it. Like that brutal year when Whoopi Goldberg hosted and Halle Berry won and Denzel won, and they were like, let's make up for all those 50 years of screwing you guys. Let's just cover it all. In show,
well, the thing about Jamie Foxx, who I used to hate, but I'm a big fan of his now.
He's a great actor.
Like, that role, Ray, was great, but the best actor was Don Cheadle in Hotel Rwanda.
Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, he was awesome in that movie, but he didn't get the political machine behind him
right, the
way Jamie Foxx got. I mean, dude, that dude was awesome in Hotel Rwanda.
I'm impressed that you could sit through that movie.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I like black chicks, and I couldn't sit through that movie.
Well,
yeah, but did you see Jamie Foxx play Philip Michael Thomas in Miami Vice?
Did anybody?
I did. I was there first day.
I was.
Win an award for that. That's good acting.
Yeah, that is good.
No, I can't watch movies about, like, I'm not going to see Blood Diamond. Like, I have no desire to see Turmoil in Africa on film.
I don't. Yeah.
Unless it's Ali, you know, Frazier or whatever.
I can't even listen to accents in movies anymore. So DiCaprio with the accent? I don't know, man. Just get...
Michael Caine, though. I can watch him. I want to see The Prestige.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Did you see it already?
Yeah, it's really
good. I might see it tonight.
You know what? And here's my big problem. Last night I'm hanging out, right, and at this coffee shop, and this homeless guy comes to me, and he starts just doing magic tricks in front of me. I'm like, well, I'm sure I'm going to have to pay for this. So, but, you know, at least he's going for it, you know, doing something. So, can I have a dollar, right? And, like, I really don't like magicians because, you know, it's... Oh, look at the trick. Okay, I know it's somewhere on you. You do it enough, I'm going to find it. Like... Let's get to, like, some real magic. Let's slay some dragons. Let's turn somebody into stone. Let's get back to real. You know, what happened to sorcery? Where's that?
That's the magic trick I want a homeless person to do. Here's a quarter. Disappear.
Yeah.
Here's a quarter. Turn it into a $100 bill and get away from me.
The best idea ever was bumfights.com, dude. Yeah. I mean, like, seriously.
Can you believe they sued that dude? They should be happy they're getting paid.
Who sued? The bums?
Yeah, they did.
It's just a lawyer.
It's the lawyers that are... It's the lawyers that are ruining
everything.
Single thing.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks to LA law, that's what
you can't
the real
even.
Problem
I mean, look how good you couldn't. You got caught throwing a snowball at a Giant game, which is a God given right to throw a snowball at a bad football team.
Right?
He's out of it.
It's
you know?
A snowball. Now, 8-year-olds throw them at each other.
Yeah, you know, it's like that's why teachers can't hit. It's like everything is because someone's gonna hurt somebody's feelings. Somebody's gonna get sued. It's like did you guys see the riot at the basketball game?
No, what happened about
Spain? They played another 20. Oh, it was the greatest.
So I got Ryan and basketball game in Spain and Jessica Simpson's tit. That's what I got to download after the show. Sorry.
Oh, no. This is. No, it is. It makes the piston thing. It looks like it's in Iraq. Did you see it,
no.
Aaron? Did you see it? No, it is a free for all. There's flares being thrown, riot police, people getting beat by chairs.
Why are they
fighting? It looks like a WWF in the ring, like. Animal steals.
They should throw Ron Artest there. Go, Ron, if you want to fight, go to Madrid, okay? Start a fight with a fan.
White people
happens.
Only, though.
Well, that's what they should do in general. They should send everybody that's in... They say there's too many people in prison. Then send them to Iraq.
Well, dude, that's my biggest problem right now is, like, we need to, like... I think we should take these cats on death row, put together an elite fighting squad, and led by Mike Tyson, and just release them in the freaking Baghdad.
Film it for as reality television. Be like the real Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, and just let them kill people.
OJ,
and go crazy.
OJ on that. Yeah, I mean, no, but they say like you know, there's trash on all the freeways, but the jails are overcrowded. No, make those motherfuckers sleep in shifts and put the rest of them to pick up trash.
Dude,
they have no rights. If you're in prison, you believe me. I was in. You have no fucking rights.
pick up trash.
We don't need it.
They might have computers and...
They have iPods in prison. I don't have an iPod.
Send them to freaking Iraq. You know why? Because the enemy's bringing all their scourge right here. Let's bring ours. Let's just set up giant prison. Let's make Iraq into a giant prison country, kind of like in like Escape from New York,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Where you just send all the prisoners there and like let them sort it out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Clean it out. Let's fuck.
You get your jersey like Snoop Iraq tour.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's
have BB King go play a concert.
Do them all. Mike Tyson, Ron Jeremy, just send them all over
to
Robert
Downey Jr.
Yeah,
all the
send them
wants.
All over there, dude.
Our good friend who may be appearing here on the bottom, Ian Bagg, had a great thing. He said, bring back the draft. We're all too old for it anyway. You know what? It'll get people to pay attention in school.
No, dude.
Because if he's like, you know,
draft to 40, bro.
Uh-oh. What else? Screw that.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
I'm a homo. I'm a homo.
Good
well, you know,
luck.
You know what? Well, that just means,
flat-footed, too.
Yeah, I guess we're all going to Canada.
Good luck, dude, 40. Getting us to fight. Yeah. Good luck training us. Some like 20-year-old buzzhead yelling ass. Yeah. Like, dude, F you. And then we're so good with hecklers. Yeah. We're just rocking them, dude.
You think our troops are doing bad now? Yeah.
No, here's my.
You go from Oklahoma, dude.
Yeah. I think you should have to like. They should have a draft, but not so much going to the armed services. I think right out of high school, everybody should have to be a waiter at Denny's for 2 years. And, you know, that way, you'll just... you want to see the country become nice fast? Wait tables at Denny's for 2 years.
Midnight shift.
In Jacksonville.
Yeah. Get the shit kicked out of you. You'll be all of a sudden, everyone will
for
let you
no
in
money.
When you're driving. You need a quarter. There you go.
Absolutely.
You want to help my wife? Go for it.
I think a draft of 25, it'd make a lot of these punk kids pay attention in school.
Well, that's the problem, dude. There's no fear now, dude.
No, because everyone's like, oh, I'll just be a bum my whole life. I'll pick up a welfare check. Who cares? Maybe I'll get a rap album. No, you don't have a B-plus average. You're going to go to Iraq, and you're going to be cleaning latrines while you're getting suicide bombed.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to you.
Start killing people, dude.
And you know what? And maybe the smart kids can go and rebuild New Orleans or whatever. Like, they don't all have to go die for a useless cause.
No.
But, you know, it's like... But make it in their head, I could be fodder.
Yeah. I'm dead serious, man. We live in a bubble. A bubble. You need to pop that and send it out.
Ian made the great point. Because think about it. That's when everyone started screwing around. When there was the draft up until, you know, for 40 years, nobody really screwed. This is the laziest generation because there's no fear.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but if there's, hey, you know what? If I don't go to college, I'm going to Iraq. You know what? You'll be done at the community college.
People start paying attention more, too. I mean, like, I was watching Bill Burr the other night at the Comedy Store.
Genius.
And he did a joke in this about kids in sweatshops. And the woman's like, oh! And he's like, oh, you know, we know it's happening, but don't talk about it. That's kind of where we are right now. People aren't forced to deal with situations, so they don't want to in this country.
Right.
They would just want, like, you know what this country loves? VH1's Big in 06. They could have that, the whole world like that. Just shiny object with David Hasselhoff doing happy moments, dude.
Hey, if there was a draft, this Iraq war would be over.
Dude, exactly. That's what the guy's saying, dude. If we had a draft, we wouldn't be going into wars. You know when we go into wars? You know when we lose wars is when we go to preemptive strikes. Vietnam, this one. Yeah. You know, the first Iraq war, we fought nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's nobody there.
No. Yeah, it was
so
like,
we won in 6 days. That's why we won in 6 days. Now it's like whenever we go in there and it's not like against the attack against us, that's when it
goes
back.
Well, Cancer Man, I will finish on this point. Cancer Man, James Baker, I call him Cancer Man like from the X-Files because he is the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He went to the floor and goes, okay, well, Bush is he is the man.
Oh, yeah.
He came out and said yesterday, we're not going to win this war. And if Cancer Man says we're not going to win the war, we're not going to win the war.
And, you know, and Bush just keeps
going. And Bush doesn't know what to do because Bush is like, well, he's the guy that gave me the job. And now he says, I screwed it up. The whole, it's like Cancer, your daddy told you, I'm sorry, I'm running low.
Now Bush is waiting for the Democrats to make the decision so they get blamed for it.
Right.
He'll
exactly.
Just ride his 2 years out.
He's going to ride his 2 years out. Yeah.
He's a lame duck president.
Yeah.
2 years.
But it's amazing. It's funny though, like, Clinton got a blowjob. We got to get him out of here.
Ah!
this guy screwed everything up, and even the Republicans are admitting it. But it's like, well, we'll let a few more thousand people
die. I love Indiana.
Die.
I love Indiana. I was just there doing stand up, and I'm talking about Bush, and I said something about how like he's so unpopular, and they're like, hey. We're a red state. I'm like, I what is that? I don't understand what that means. You don't see what I see? Like, if the war's not fucked up here, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like, I don't mean to be like Bob Dylan, but how many people have to die?
Yeah.
So like, it's like, that's what it comes, it's like, we're going to hold off, and dude, there's people, there's, someone's losing a dad, someone's losing a husband, someone's losing a brother, so Bush can save face?
If you look at how Iraq's going, it's the exact same way this country went. We had, you know, we set up, the British were here, we told them to get out. I'm sure they were telling us we were insurgents and terrorists. You know, we kicked them out, like right. Iraq wants to do with us,
right.
Kicked out the imperialists, and then we had a giant civil war, and we went at it, and
right.
Now that's how it goes, man. That's just how it rolls, man.
Unfortunately, there's oil.
Where is it?
And we can't stand for that. We are getting to wrap it up.
What plane are you calling?
I know you're saying wrap it up, but I thought we're going to do extra time. I knew. I think we do extra time so you can
59.
Chop. So you.
No,
okay.
I should have plugged
the meter. We're enough. Okay. I just thought we were going to chop
Sam
this up anyway.
YaSports.net.
Thanks, Barney Beatery. Thanks so much, us around the world. Happy holidays. Check out Spike TV. Rob
Indiana,
on YaSports.net.
Colorado.
Earl Skankle, Eddie.
Indiana, we love you.
Dig near you. I'm Joe Bartnick. Happy holidays. Thank you very much.
Yay. Yay.